The House committee approved a bill that would require employees to annually renew their written consent, allowing certain union dues to be deducted from their paychecks. Now, supporters of the bill say that it wouldn't allow employees to avoid paying a fair share contribution or fee related to the operating union, but the measure would give the workers more opportunity to control whether the money is collected for political activities or other functions they may not support. Ray Holman is with UAW 6000. Ray, what do you think of this bill?
Well, we oppose this package of bills, and you're talking about House Bill 5025. And those passed out of the House committee yesterday. And by the way, the hearing room was packed. Not only was it standing room only, but an overflow room was packed, and the hallway was filled with supporters of collective bargaining rights. But the problem with that bill is that, basically it goes against or hurts our ability to administer the daily functioning of the union. And the problem is, the UAW Local 6000 and other unions do a lot more than simply provide negotiators for a contract. You know, we have things like a veterans committee. We have things like a civil rights committee. We're involved with, for example, the United Way. And there's a lot of different things that aren't necessarily political, but it's going to be hard for us to maintaining and keep functioning.
All right, Ray. If I'm a guy who's short on cash, but I want to pay my union dues, but say I'm a racist and I don't want to support activities of money going toward what I don't believe in. Say I'm a Democrat or Republican and I don't want my money going that way or to the opposite way of what I believe. Why shouldn't I have the right to make sure that my money isn't going toward those items?
It's a good question. And the answer would be because we run things in a democratic way. I mean, things are voted upon, and we represent the wishes of the membership. You know, and that might not be every single member, but it's done through the democratic process. You know, all the activities and the union officials and officers, they're all voted in. So it's through a democratic process in which the membership's involved, and we represent the wishes of the membership. You know, really, when you peel this back, Tony, it's a power grab. It's a way to try to weaken unions, and it doesn't really do one thing to create a new job or help the economy. It's a power grab, pure and simple.
All right, Ray, this is a hot topic. We're going to stay in touch with you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony.